We're here with another installment of Hooray for Coaches on MyFM. We are speaking with Judy Snable, one of the longtime coaches at the Kingston Gymnastics Club. Judy, thanks so much for joining us here today. We first want to talk about what got you involved with the sport of gymnastics and becoming a coach.
Well, I was the youngest of nine, and I was a little bit of a tomboy. We didn't get to join a lot of activities. And when I was in grade 7, we had a teacher come around to all the schools. He was looking for his future high school team. And for some reason, I could naturally do the splits, and I could do chin-ups forever. And my coach, Mr. Russell, was the best influence in my life. He was kind, yet strict, always used analogies for easy understanding, and he truly loved the sport. I wanted to be just like him.
One of the other things we wanted to talk about is what you've gotten out of this experience of being a coach so far.
You know what? I love the look on the faces of young athletes when they learn a new skill. A lot of hard work and energy goes into it when they attain that goal. It makes it all worth the while. I also feel that I have a duty as a coach to help guide these young women and help them realize that with patience, focus, and determination, they can attain anything they want in life.
Absolutely. And what has been some of the biggest challenges that you face? I know working with kids, sometimes it can be a challenging time, but I'm sure you've had a few along the way.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think one of the toughest things is getting to know their personalities and trying to teach each athlete as an individual to enable them to learn at their own pace. One of the biggest challenges right now is aging for me. I find that I want to set up all the equipment and do all the biggest skills right now, spotting, but my body is not enabling me to do that, so I'm having to step back a little bit this year. So,
I'm sure you've had a few people come up to you over the years, some former students that you've taught have probably asked you, you know, I want to become a coach. What advice would you have for them?
I think I would tell them that as long as you love the sport and it's something that you really want to do and you're really good with kids, then it's the job for you, for sure. It's great for young students who are wanting to go into university to be teachers and stuff. We have a lot of our summer campers, summer camp counselors who are coaches right now, summer camp, and they're phenomenal.
And finally, you've accomplished quite a bit in your career. What are you most proud of for your biggest accomplishment?
Well, I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that when I moved here 9 years ago, I had a group that were 5 and 6 years old, and they, right up until this year, were still in gymnastics, and they just retired, but they've all decided they all want to become coaches, so they're taking their foundations course in Kingston here at the end of the month, so they're all going to be coaching, so they're still in the gym.
To hear more about Judy, you can head to our website at gannonakwaynow.ca.